Okay, the Gemara is discussing whether Tumah Satahom, Suffolk Tumah, applies to the Kohen or only to the Bailim by Korban Pesach and Nazir. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the fact that it says that although Amru Tumah Satahom Ela Lameis Bilvad, what does that come to exclude? Can't it come to exclude anything by a Nazir because only Tumah Meis affects a Nazir? Ela Mai by Korban Pesach. If it comes to exclude Tumah Sheretz, according to the Man, the Omru holds that Ein Shochtin V'Zorkin Al Tomei Sheretz, it's okay. But according to the Man, the Omru says, Shochtin V'Zorkin Al Tomei Sheretz, so if he's Vadei Tomei, he can be Shecht on him, Kol Shekin V'Safek Tomei. So, must be that it comes to exclude Tumah Sheretz by the Kohen, not by the Bailim. Right? Surely if the Kohen's Tomei Sheretz, and it comes to tell me that only Tumah Sheretz by a Kohen is not, you don't have the halach of Tumah Satahom, the tzitz is not Maratza, but by Tumah Meis, by the Kohen, it would be Maratza. So Morris says, no, it comes to exclude Tumah Ziva. The person's a Zav, she's Tomei 7 days, everybody holds Ein Shochtin V'Zorkin Al Tomei Zav. And it's coming to exclude that by the Bailim, and Yechara, the Kohen never, Tumah Satahom is never Mutter. Never Maratza. But by the Bailim, if he's Tameh, Tumah Ziva, right, Tumah Tahom of the Ziva is not Maratza. Mar says, Vatanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, Sheshachtu V'Zorku Aleha B'Sheini Shela, V'Yachar Kach Rosa Ein Ocheles, Uptura Milasos Pesach Sheini. My time, Allah, Mishum the Maratza Tzitz. Cases like this. Rashi. Okay, there's a Rashi here. B'sheni shelah, the halacha is like this. A woman sees dam in the time that she's not supposed to be a nida. There's 11 days between the time that she becomes a nida and the time again. And in those 11 days, she can become a zava. If she sees one day, so she waits to see if she'll see the next day. She sees the second day, and she waits to see if she'll see the third day. If she sees 3 days in a row, then she's a zava. So on the second day, she's waiting to see if she's going to see on the third day. So a Shomeris, she's called a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. She's counting each day to see whether she's going to accumulate 3 days in order, right, that she's going to become a Zava. So she's called a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. And on her second day, they were Zorik the Dam. She made a, what's it called, she saw dam that day, but then she made a bedika and she saw that she's okay. So, Rashi, Adayin Safiku, it's still a Safik whether she's going to see the next day or not. Shematira Yom Zev, Yitztarek Anesmo. Right? Maybe she'll see today and it'll count together with the day before. Tira Gam Mocher, V'Havi Lushloshen. She'll see the next day on the third day and she'll then be a Zava. V'Havi Le Zava Gemura. V'Imlo Tira, Titaira La'erev. And if she won't see any dam, she'll become Tahar that night. She's Tameh like a Balkari for that day, and that night she becomes Tahar. So she doesn't know, it's Suffolk. Suffolk whether she's going to be Tahar to eat Korban Pesach, this is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is the second day, and she hasn't seen yet. So they shechted the Korban Pesach when she hadn't seen dam. And then, in the afternoon, she saw dam. She's still not a Zava, right? But she has to wait now till the next day. So the halacha is that she can't eat Korban Pesach at night, but she's potter from to making Pesach Sheni. Right? So the whole day she's Tameh. She didn't have Harav Shemesh, right? She wasn't Tahar that day. So she's Tameh till the next day. And if she'll see the next day, she'll be a Zava. And if she won't see the next day, then she'll go to the mikveh that night, and she'll be tar. Mara says, so why is she doesn't have to make Pesach Sheni? Since she can't eat, right, the korban should be possible. The Maisa she saw that day, after they shechted for her. Rashi. O'eino cheles, shari tzricha lios od mochar shomeres yom keneged yom. Since she saw that day, she can't eat at night, she has to wait till the next day to see if she's going to see him become a zovar now. Uptura milasos pesach sheni kosoka daitach kiven de mishash shchita uzrika sofik havi. Right now we think the reason that she's yotzei with this korban pesach and she doesn't have to make pesach sheni is because
at the time they made the shechita, the zrika was a safek. We didn't know if she was going to become tamei or not. Maratzit sits me tumas atahom the ziva. That's safek tumas ziva. So lemaisa the sits is maratz on safek tumas atahom the ziva, which we said before, it doesn't help. The apagav digloy milsum afreish and hikma vaday bitumas atahom. Even though in the end, the Mafreya, it comes out that she was Tomei. But at the time that we shechted, we didn't know that. So that's called Tumas HaTahom. So obviously it sits as Maratzan, Tumas HaTahom of Ziva. If that's the case, then the Gemara before couldn't be talking about Tumas HaTahom de Ziva, that that's what's not included, that's also included. So what must it be talking about? Tumas HaTahom of Asheretz. And that can't apply to the Bailam, it can only apply to the Kohen. So we have an Araya again back that the Kohen also, that sits as Maratz on Tumas at the home of the Kohen. Mara says, no. Amre lo. Mishum de kesover of Yosem ikana lahabo himetama. No, she's not even Suffolk to me. Because once, what's it called, she had a portion of the second day. When she didn't see Dam, she's torn. If she'll see Dam that day, then she doesn't become Tamei L'mafreya, she becomes Tamei Mikan L'haba, from the time she sees the dam. So therefore, when they shechted the Korban Pesach, she was tor 100%. Rashi, Mikan L'haba, Himetama, Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, Shesofra Tzas Hayom V'tavla, right, if she already had, she saw dam the first day, and then, what's it called, she's waiting to see if she'll see the second day. If the second day she doesn't see Dam right away, but she doesn't see Dam for portion of the day, so then the halacha is that Mixas Hayom Kikulo, and that whole day is already considered like a day of Tahar, and she can go to the what's it called, to the mikveh, and she's taught from the tumah of the day before. And if she will see at the end of that day, sometime in the afternoon, she'll see the chihagar kasya bobiyom mitama mikan lahaba. She only becomes tamei from then on, not lamafreya. The tia machar shomeres yom keneged yom, and the next day she'll also be a shomeres yom keneged yom. Hilkach bezriko shvita tahorim al yisahavi. Therefore, when they made this carbon for her, the carbon pesach, she was 100% tahor. For rabbanon pligi olei, the rabbanon argue on that. Va'amrei dechichaz shei gloy milsul mafreya dezivahi dechadatumahi. If she'll see any time in that day, she'll be Tamei L'mafreya. And then, what's it called? It's all one long ziva. So even though they made the Korban Pesach when she was seemingly tahor, now L'mafreya, she's Tamei. So at that point, she was Safek, whether she's going to become Tamei or not. According to Yosef, was no Safek. Even if she'll see after that, she won't be Tamei now. She'll only be Tamei Mikan L'haba. B'shashchi, the Safek ha'ha. The Chayevus B'Pesach Sheni. And according to the Rabbanan, since she was a Sothik, the Tzitz is not Maratza and Sothik Tumah Ziva. Well, the Kamei Porach, given the Rav Yossi, Kol Chad V'Chad Tumah Bantei Nafshehu, Heyach Mitzdar from the Ziva, Lasso Zovah Gedola. According to Rav Yossi, each Riyah is a separate thing, right, than how she ever become a Zovah Gedola. There's always a day that separates. In other words, if she saw on Monday, and then she didn't see Tuesday morning, but she saw Tuesday afternoon. So Tuesday morning is considered already like she's not a Zava for that day. Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo. And when she sees on the afternoon, it's a new thing. So that's the case. How do you ever have two, the Mitzvah to one, and three to two? They're all separated by at least a portion of the day. That's what we're going to ask in a few seconds. But Tanya, so Gemara says, that can't be. Rabbi Yossi Omer, we're saying now that Rabbi Yossi would hold the reason that the korban is kosher is not because the tzitz is maratza on tumas ziva, a tumas atahom of ziva, suffix ziva. Here there's no suffix, because she only becomes tamei mikan lahaba. So even if she'll end up seeing at the end of the day, she won't have been tamei lamafreya, so when they shechted the korban pesach, she was tar 100%. Mara says, how can you say that? How can you say that Rabbi Yossi holds that she becomes tamei mikan lahaba? For Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zov Bal Shtei Rios, Sheshachto, Bezorku Allah, Beshvi Shalom, a Zov who had two Rios. So the halach is like this. A Zov becomes a Zov as soon as he sees twice. Right? She's the first day is a din of a balkeri. The second day, and there's a difference between ziva and keri, how it looks. One is more of a substantive kind of thing, the other one's more like a sickness. So if he saw one time, even though it's one day of ziva, he's not a zav. He still has a din of a balkeri. The second time he becomes a zav, and he needs shiva nekiyim, he has to count 6-7 clean days, and at the end of the 7 days he goes to the mikvah and he's tar. If he sees 3 days in a row, then he's what they call the zav gadol. And a zav gadol not only has to go to the mikvah after the 7 clean days, he has to bring a korban on the 8th day. So it can't be talking about a zav who had 3 rios because he has to bring korbanos. Till he brings the korban on the 8th day, he's not going to be tar. So if he brought the korban Pesach on the 7th day, he's still tamei. He's a mechusar kipuri. But a zav bal shtei rios, he only had 2. He needs 7 clean days, but on the 7th day at night, he can go to the mikvah. And he's tar. So now, on the 7th day, is Erev Pesach. So you shechted for him, and at night he could eat. Go to the mikveh, and he could eat the Korban Pesach. So, Zav Bal Shtei Rio, Sheshachtu V'Zorko Lo V'Shnii Shalo, V'Yachar Kach Ro, and then they shechted for him on the 7th day, and at that point he hadn't seen anything that day, but if he'll see that day, he'll still be a Zav. He needs 7 clean days in a row. If he'll see Ziva again on the 7th day, it's going to be Soser, we'll see, either everything or at least portion of it. The chen shomeris yom keneged yom, sheshachtu v'zorku alea b'sheni shela, a shomeris yom keneged yom, who on the 2nd day, right, she didn't see yet, and they shechted korban Pesach, and if she won't see, she'll be able to eat the korban Pesach that night, she'll go to the mikvah and eat that night. The achar kach rasa, and he saw on the 7th day, or she saw after they shechted the korban Pesach on the 2nd day, anything they sat on or lied on is matame tumas mishka v'moshav upturi milasos pesach sheni, and still they're parted from making pesach sheni. Here it's clear that Rabbi Yossi holds that the tumas l'mafreya. That means that the time that they made the korban pesach, it was a suffix whether she's going to see and become tame at that time or not. And why is the korban pesach kosher? Because it sits as maratzah. So you see the tzitzis maratz on sofik tumas ziva. Not like we said before, and we see that Rav Yossi holds that the tumas l'mafreya, not mikan l'haba. Amrei maila mafreya midrabanan. No, it's only halacha d'rabanan. Meikra adin, Rav Yossi holds that the tumas in our Torah is only mikan l'haba. And therefore that you don't need a retreat tzitz. The reason the korban's kosher is because she was Torah 100% then. But the rabbanan made a gzera that the matami her mafreya midrabanan to be matami mishka v'moshav. But after Rabbi Oshia saw it, matami the mafreya midrabanan. Even Rabbi Oshia says the same thing, and we see that he holds that the tuma the mafreya is only the rabbanan. The Tanya, Rabbi Oshia Omer, aval zav shara b'shvi yishalo, soser eshelafanav. If a zav saw a dam on the 7th day, so it soser everything that came before. So he has to start another 7 clean days, because the 7 clean days have to be in a row. So if he sees on the 7th day, the next day has to start again, another 7-day period of not seeing. V'omer le Rav Yochanan lo yistra le yomo. No, it shouldn't be sosur except that day. That day is nister, can't count it, the next day can count towards the 7 days. So where says Mimonavshach? Ikas sover le mafreya hu metame afilu kulo nister. If he holds that when he saw that dam, he becomes Tamei L'mafreya, that means the whole 7th day, he was not tar. So the 7th day, you can't count at all. So if you can't count the 7th day, you can't count the next day because it's not in order. You have 6 days in order, 7th day that he's Tamei, you have to start a new count. Ika sover mikan l'haba hu metamei, yomo nami lo nister. But if you hold that a mitzvah hayom is considered like the whole day, and therefore, if part of the day he was tahar, on the 7th day, he's already finished. Now if he sees, it's a new ziva. Now we have to start looking to see the next day, if he's going to see again. But that day is only about keri, so it shouldn't be sos or anything. He finished. The 7 days are finished with a portion of the day. Because he's only matami anyway, mikan lahaba. So he was already tahar for 7 days, because mitzvah hayom kekulo. And now that he sees again on the 7th day, is a new ziva, starting at ziva now for the next day. So why should it be Sosar anything? Ela Eimo lo Yister velo Yomo. Right? And I might say that. It's not Sosar anything. It's not even Sosar that day. And he's torn. And they told him, Rav Yossi holds like you. Rav Yossi holds like him. Rav Yossi holds that if she sees on the seventh day or on the second day by a Zava, it shows her everything, right, Lamafreya, and she's Tame, Mishka Vamosha Vamafreya. Elalav Shmamina, Matam Lamafreya, but the Rabbanon, Shmamina. That halach is only the Rabbanon. We're talking about Doraisa. Doraisa, he's finished being a Zava. And the new thing is a new thing. Right? That's a special halacha they made that a Zava who saw on the second day is Matami Lamafreya is only the Rabbanon. Nikradin, she's only Matami Mikan Lahaba. Just like the Zav who's Matami Mikan Lahaba, and therefore if on the seventh day he didn't see in the morning, he's tarred. He has consider like he had a full seven clean days. He sees in the afternoon, that's a new thing. Okay. So therefore, since it's only Mitami Mikan Lahaba, we have no proof from over here that the tzitz is Maratza on Safik Tuma Ziva, because at the time that the tzitz was Maratza, they were both Tahar completely. The Tuma only came Mikan Lahaba, not from Afreya. Rashi. Baal Shtei Re'iyos. No. Mikan Lahaba Hitmeya. Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, Shesafra Ktsas Hayom Getavla. Okay? A woman saw on the first day, the next day she didn't see in the morning, and she went to the mikveh. Tahora Mituma Shalesmo. So she's tahor from what? The first day. One day Tuma, only one day of Dam only makes her tummy for that day. If she didn't see the next day, then, Then she went to the mikveh the next morning. It's okay. It's matayer. The chihadr chaz yabo b'yom. Now she sees again on that same day, the second day after she went to the mikveh, metame mikar lahaba. Then it's a new thing, and she starts counting again. The yesterday's tumah is gone. Today is the first. If she'll see again the next day, that'll be the second. But this is not the second. It's only the first. The tia mocher shomeris yom kineged yom. Same thing. If she sees the next day, she won't be the third day. It'll only be the second day. Therefore, when they shechted for her, right, after she went to the mikveh in the morning, she was 100% tohar. For Rabban and Pligi Alei, the Amri, the Chichazi, Gloi Milsum Afei, the Zivahi, the Chavetumahi, the Shash Shechita, Sothik Havi, the Chayev is a Pesach Sheni, or the Kami Porach, given we says, Rei, given we also go Chav, the Chav, Tuma, the Fianfi, 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 the If she had even a part of the day that she didn't see, that finishes it. She could go to the mikveh and be tar. So if she sees that next day, it's a new start. So we're always starting new. How do you ever have 3 days in a row that you're mitzvah? That's what I was going to ask. Baal Shtei Rios, the Ilu Baal Gimel Rios, Lo Chazi L'Mecha L'Ursa. If he saw three times, he's a Zav Gadol. He has to bring a carbon, so he's impossible. If he was a Zav Gadol on Erev Pesach, it's impossible for him, or if he was on the Shvi Shavuot, was Erev Pesach, he can't eat that night. Because until the Pesach, or until really Chol HaMoed, he's not going to be able to bring his carbon. Until he brings the carbon, he can't eat kachin. Right? Chazil Mechlur, Sachi, Avi Carbonosa, Beches, Vishmini Nami Lamachil Minkat, can't even say that it's his eighth day, right? Umisni Viakrakach Ruam, Matani Mishka Vamosha Mafreya, the king of the Yotzim Ziva Rishona Lashar Shiruya the carbon Havile Hach Ziva Chrisi. That's for sure. That if it was the eighth day and he could have brought the carbonos and he only saw after that, right, then it's surely a new Ziva. Once you potentially could have brought your carbon, your old Ziva is finished. Umosha Vamishka Shmi Esmo Laachar Tzviva Vad Hena Tahora Mafreya Filu Tavo Bezayin Shachas. Right, and anything Lamafreya is tar if he already is on the eighth day. So he can only say the seventh day, and that'll be talking about a Zav who's not going to have to bring Karbonos. On the eighth day is a Zav Karton who only saw two Rias. Mishkavos u'moshavos shala'achar tfilas otmein. Right, all the Mishkav u'moshav, things he sits on and lies on, after his tvila were tamei. Shari sasar minyano. He makes sasar the whole thing and he becomes like he was to begin with. So anything that he sat on or whatever, even after the tvila, and then after that he saw, is tamei l'mafreya. Kidisiv, the sofer lo shiva, dichsiv, it sofer lo shiva shiomin, v'harayenon. He didn't count 7 clean days in a row. Umediktoni nomi b'shomeres yom l'mafreya, alma nomi l'mafreya matam. By shomeres yom is the same thing. That what she sees on the second day, even though part of the day she didn't see, and she even went to the mikveh, right, and she was tahor from the first day, once she sees on the second day, at any point, she becomes tamei l'mafreya. And still, we see that she's potter from Pesach Sheni. Why? Because when they shechted, she was a suffix tamei. We didn't know if she's going to see her again. Shema minot, time emishum, the tumas atahom, havei, umishkavas umoshavas revusamaka. Why do you say mishkav umoshav? Why do you say she's tamei l'mafreya? Why do you have to mention mishkav umoshav? If they shehein av hatuma l'tamei yoda. Mishkav and moshav of a zav, or a zava, is an av hatuma. And it's matamei not only ochlim, and mashkim, but even other mekalim. The dover zeh zov cholik mishar tmeim. Other things, the mishkav and moshav of other tumas is like negiyah, and it's at one level down. It's not an avat tuma. It's only a rishon. It's only matame ochel mashkim. By a zov, a special halacha that the zov is matame mishkav umoshav as it becomes an avat tuma. Mar says midrabanan. Ava midraisa. Lo mitamwe le mikan lahaba. From the Torah, it's only mitame from then on, not lemafreya. It's a special din derabanan that she's tame midrabanan lemafreya. Lo hazor b'zayim velo shomeres yom b'sheni. The zav on the seventh, if he already had a portion of the day that he was tahor and he went to the mikveh, then the fact that he sees after that is the beginning of a new ziva. And the same thing goes with shomeres yom. She didn't see a portion of the second morning. She went to the mikveh. She's tahor, and if she sees, she starts another day, another account of ziva. The mitzvah yom olu lava sfirasa, because even a portion of the day counts as a whole day. Hilkach legavi pesach tahorim al yahavi. Therefore, there's no question why would yotzi korban pesach? Because when they shechted the korban pesach, she was 100% tahor. Okay, go on. Huh?
Doraisa.
Doraisa, right. And good point. And by Korban Pesach, the Rabbanon didn't make their issur in order to make her not be Yotzei Korban Pesach. That's what the Rishonim speak out. Who says it? Somebody says it. That what's it called? That even though normally she's Tamei L'mafreya in the Rabbanon, L'gavi Korban Pesach, they held back their Gzeira so she could be Yotzei Korban Pesach. Okay. Rabbi Yossi, Hashiva Omer Mikan Lahaba Hu Matame Lameis Bilvad Lemute Mai. So now we're saying that Rabbi Yossi holds that the Tumah is only Mikan Lahaba, not Lemafreya. So it comes out that Tumah Ziva could be the what's it called can't be the exception of Tumah Sofik Ziva because it's never Sofik Ziva. Where's Tumah Satahom of Ziva? Right? Either you're Tame or you're not Tame. So then what does it say when we had the braisa before, lo amru tumas satahom ela lemeis bilvad, what does it exclude? Lemute mai, nifshot nina de bekoe, behutra lo tumas satahom. Right, so now let's go back to the original thing. Wanted to bring a raya when the Torah said that, when the braisa said that tumas satahom is only by tumas meis. But not by something else. By ziva it can't be because there's no such thing as tumas sothic ziva. Because everything is mikan lahaba. It can't be tumas sheretz and talking about the bailim because if you hold that ein shocht in the zorkim al tome sheretz, so you could shecht for him even if he was vare tome on the seventh day. Okay, on that day, the day that became tome. Elamai, it has to be talking about tumas sheretz of the kohen. So we have a raya that tumas tahom of a kohen, the tzitzis maratzah. Right? Nifshot minod of a kohen, behutra lo tumas tahom. Where it says, no, amri. The ol and the bailim, uba pesach. It's talking about the bailim. It's talking about korban pesach, because it can't be talking about nazir, because a nazir, any other tumah except tumas meis, is not relevant to him. So tumas tahom of sheretz can't apply to a nazir. It's not sos or anything for him. Elamai korban pesach. Kesavar ain't shokin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. And Rabbi Yossi taka holds ain't shokin v'zorkin. The melee you can't bring a raya from Rabbi Yossi because it could be talking about Korban Pesach. And if he'd be varei tamei, you wouldn't sheft. But if he's suffik tamei and you shefted, it's what's it called? The tzitzis maratza of tumasat tahom. The itzrich lemuute, and that's why you had to what's it called? You had to exclude it and tell me that no, the tumasat tahom of a sheretz, it's not maratza. I would think it is, Kamash Malon, it's not. But you need it because Ain Shokhtin Vizark and Altame Sheretz. Rashi. Oh, we didn't learn that. Midrabana, Raisha Lomitamu. Okay. Aval Haroa Zov. Loyadano Ahecha Koi Aval. Okay, we learned this already. Rashi says, I don't know where the Aval is going. Aval Haroa Zov. It's a new thing. Haroa Zov. So Suresh Lafam, of course, Fur in Shesofer, the Tzorech Lisper Zayin Acher. He sees Ziva at the end of the day, of the seventh day, it's so for all 7 days, he has to start again. But Amalei Rav Yochanan lo Yisper Leyoma. Rav Yochanan said, why? Since part of the day already was good, it should only be so for that day. The Yazar V'Yisper Yomecha, she got to count only one more day. V'Havdin and Amilsa Rav Yochanan Monashah. How could that be? You need 7 days in a row. How could it be so for 1 day and then count another day? It doesn't work. So if you hold that you need the full day, then he didn't have a full day. He saw down part of the day, so it's so for everything. Tara has to be 7 consecutive days. There can't be 1 day tuma, 1 day tara, and then you add up 7 days. It has to be 7 days consecutively. Meseches nida. The iman of the sevrugim tihacha she is for yom of yashlimet alamachar nimtzes hefsaka beinem. Can't have a day in between the guys tamei. That's the 7 clean days in a row. The imi kan lahaba matamei she also lo mitzes hayom v'gomro sfurin shelo. And if you hold that a portion of the day counts, as if it's the whole day, then when a portion of the day he didn't see on the seventh day, he's finished. If he'll see now, it'll be a new ziva. So why is it so for anything? He's finished with the old ziva. It's the beginning of a new ziva, but his old ziva is over. The ain boiler to maserit, the yit boiler of the itoyer. It's like a balkari. The kaim of anri rishon leshozov carry bialmahu maseches nida. Ela hachi kam Rabbi Yochanan lo yister velo yomo kolomer afilu yomo. Shouldn't be so for anything. Lefishikvar also lo mixes hayom kekulo veshomul sfurin shelo veyotzen echval ziva. In the end, he, what's it called, finished his ziva. Because a portion of the day, he was taught. And Rav Oshi told Rav Yochanan, Rav Yossi holds like that too. That you're only matami mikan lahaba. Mid the potter leilam mitesach sheni. Because Rav Yossi held that you're potter from tesach sheni. The korban was a good korban. Al miksav Rav Oshi, my friend, Rav Yossi mitrabon and kalmar. You see that Rav Oshi held that when Rabbi Yossi said that it's matami l'mafreya, he meant only to Rabbanan. I mean, I told it's matami mikan l'haba. V'har Rabbi Yossi, maskonet imil sehu, v'lo mishum kasha ma'isila, and now we're coming back to the proof that we wanted to say before. Hashta da'omer kaman l'haba tome, v'lo mashkachas tumas hatahom b'ziva, you can't say that the braisa before, when it said, there's tumas hatahom only for tumas meis comes to exclude ziva because there is no tumas hatahom by ziva. Either you're tamei or tor. Bilvad yitani la'el lemutei mai al korchek lemutei sheretz. We're back to the fact that it has to exclude sheretz. Tukma uvekohen kedomar lehem. It can't be talking about the bailin because shochtim v'zorkim al tamei sheretz. Dilu v'bailin lo mahani sheretz. The kamer the tumas hatahom de meis miyahutra lo, but not Tumas Sheretz must be talking about the Kohen. And the Kohen, therefore, Tumas Mace. Yes, we'll be okay. Mer says, no. Rabbi Yossi holds, ain't shocked in the Zork and Altame Sheretz. Vashmin, Tumas Atom, no midachile. And the Chiddush is that what's it called? That even if it's only Suffolk Tumas Sheretz, you're also not Shochet. Okay, now the Gemara says what we said before. Elav Rabbi Yossi, Zava Gemura Hechi Mashkachasla. Rabbi Yossi holds that if even a portion of the day goes by without seeing, that that's considered like a whole day, and she sees again, it's a new thing. Then how could you ever become a Zava Gedola? How could you ever be kept 3 days in a row? If there's even a minute in between, then what's it called? Then she's not a zova. Because each day is considered separately. Where it says, b'shofar, sein chanami, there's no minute. She sees blood straight, without a stop, for 3 days. Then it's no problem. Or at least to the beginning of the third day. She saw the whole Bein HaShemashos, so the beginning of the day already she was seeing. And the next day also. She never had, what's it called, a time that she was okay.
Rashi. Heichi Meshkachasla, given the Islam Mitzvah Sayom Olalava Shvirasa, since he holds that even a portion of the day counts as a full day by Yazava, Mikan Lahaba Metame, if she sees after that portion of the day, then she's Tame Mikan Lahaba, but not Lamafreya. Havi Le Kol Yuma Tumba Bante Nafshas. Every day is a separate thing. How does it mitzvah to make her a Zava? Bishofas Kol Shlosher Tzukin. Talking when she saw it down 3 days straight, without a stop. To the Havi La Minyone Klau. So there was nothing to count. Really, it was straight 3 days. She surely is Zava Gadol. Inami, Beroa Shnei Bein Hashmashas. The beginning of the day, of each day, she was, what's it called, she was Tomei. And even though he holds that Mixus Hayom Kekulo, that's only the beginning of the day, counts as a whole day, but not the end of the day. Now she saw on that day, from that point on, doesn't help that she won't see every second after that. So if she saw at the beginning of the day, that whole day's finished. You don't see any more, well, she didn't see after that, that day counts as a day of Tahar. No. As soon as she sees in the beginning of the day, the whole day is considered tummy. Now the next day, if she won't see at the beginning of the day, then that'll be matzik. But if she sees right away at the beginning of the day, then that whole day also is considered tummy. So now the third day, if she'll see in the beginning of the day, she'll also be, so if she saw two Bein HaShemashos, Bein HaShemashos between 1 and 2, and Bein HaShemashos between 2 and 3, she'll be a Zova Gedola. They ain't count Svira Klal because there was nothing to count. Uvishnei Bein HaShemashos Sagi Deika Tumas Gimel Yomim Ritzufim Kikon Bein HaShemashos Shal Erev Shabbos Yesh Kan Sof Erev Shabbos Tchila Shabbos. So that day had no time that she was taught. After that she didn't see. She's not talking about Shofas. That doesn't count. Mixas Hayom Kekulo is we count the beginning of the day as a whole day. But once that day started Tuma, you don't count the end of the day as a whole day. That day is considered completely tummy. Utchilas Shabbos, Bein HaShemashos Shal Mocher, Shusof Shabbos, Utchilas Aleph B'Shabbos. Harigimel Yom Ritzufin. The Ein Kan Tchilas Yom Tor Shiyalos Sfira. There's no beginning of a day that can count as a whole day that's to be matzik. Well, the Fiat Dvorim, Halaman Di Omer Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, Tchilas Halayla Ola L'Sfirasan. The Ein Tzorech Alos HaShachar. According to this, if you hold Mixus Hayom Kekulo, it's not just Mixus Hayom, the daytime part of the day, but even the nighttime part of the day, if part of that she was tar, right, so she could begin to count that day as tar, the whole day, is, even the next day is considered tar. Midi'isrich l'minkut bein ha'shmoshes v'lo nokat mashkachas lo b'sharoa b'leilos. The Chora could have said she saw at night. You don't say Mixus Hayom Kekulo at night. Elamai, you do. Because otherwise, she didn't have to say she saw Bein HaShemashos Mamish at the beginning of the night. She could have seen any time in the night, but you don't count the night. So before the daytime came, she was Tameh. Then, if the night wouldn't count as part of the Sfira, then the Gemara could have said she saw at night. The fact that it had to say she saw Bein HaShemashos means that if even a portion of the night went by that she didn't see, then the same halacha is a portion of the day. And you say, Mixus Hayom Kekulo, even on a portion of the night. Okay. It's a little bit hard. Boy of Yosef. Kohen Hamaratza Betonid. Hutralo Tumasatomolo. The halachomos we seen I said by Korban Pesach and Nazir, the Tumasatahom, the Tzitzis Maratza. What about Korban Atomid? In Timtso, the Korban Atomid, there's no Bible. There's only a Kohen. In Tim Tzalomer, Kohen Hamaratza B'Korban Osei and Shal Nozer Vosa Pesach, Hu Tzalo Tumas HaTahom, Kohen Hamaratza B'Tomid Mai. So now he's saying like this, if you hold that the Tumas HaTahom applies even to the Kohen, which we were Miyashit pretty much that we don't know, it's a Shashayla, right?
So if you hold that it helps by the Kohen also, by Korban Pesach and Osir, by Kohen Hamaratzah B'Tomid Mai, Mi Amrin Ki Gemiri Tumas Atom B'Pesach B'Tomid Lo Gemiri. Maybe the Halacha Moshe seems only by Korban Pesach and Osir, but not by Korban Tomid. Oh, Dilma, Yoleth Tomid Mi Pesach. Or maybe no. Even though the Halacha Moshe we've seen, I was Beferish by Pesach, but you can learn Korban Tomid too from it. Omer Rabba Kal V'Chomer. By Korban Pesach, where if the guy would be Vare Tomei, it wouldn't be Yotze. Because Tumah is only Hutra B'Tzibur, not for a Yochid. But Tumah Satahom is Maratza. Makom Shehutra Lo Tumah Yedua, Eino Din Shehutra Lo Tumah Satahom. By Korban Tomid, is always a Korban Tzibur. So it's always Mutter, what's it called, even Tumah Yedua. So Koshke, Tumah Satahom would be okay. If the Kohen is what's it called, Tomei, Tumas Atahom. Rashi. Bitamid Kol Hashana. Valiva the man de Omar, Tumat de Chuya hi b'tzibur. Kaboy Rav Yosef. It's only a shayla that you hold Tumat de Chuya b'tzibur. I itzrich lahadar akohen tohar. Mishum Tumas Atahom ilo. The question is, if the tzitz is maratza, I don't have to go look for a kohen tohar. But if you hold that the tzitz is not maratza, then even though b'di'evet tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur, it's only b'di'evet. L'chatchila, you get a kohen, it's torah. V'aliyu d'man d'yom l'kam and tumah satom ratzit tzitz gabi nozer v'os v'pesach afi l'chatchila. Kigot shenodah lo l'chnei zrika. And according to man d'yom l'chatchila, says that when the tzitz is maratza, it's even l'chatchila, so then the shayla is, if tumah satom, the same halachas apply to tzitz is maratza by the korban tamid, you don't have to look for a kohen torah. But if it's only because of Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur, then you need a Kohen Tor L'Chatchila. The Korban Hosein, the Nozer Vos HaPesach, the Mokom Shlo Hutra Lo Tumah that you do a Klal. Kigol Nozer Vos HaPesach, Shein Korban Is Yochid. And if they be Vare Tomei, and the Rov HaTzibur were Tahar, you wouldn't bring Korban Pesach. Mokom Shlo Hutra Lo Tumah that you do a Hechad Aleka Tahorim, but over the case of what's it called, of the Korban Atomit, which is Mutter even, no matter what, it's a Korban Tzibur. Right, so it's Mutter B'Tumah, Eino din shehutra lo tumah tahom, heter gomer. That's mutter mamish 100%. You don't have to look. Lafilu ika tahorim. Even if there are kohanim tahorim, you could use a kohen tami. Because there's a ritzui tzitz. Well, maybe not. Maybe there is no ritzui tzitz. It's only because of tumah tchuy of a tzibur. That's only b'diyavet. If you can't find a kohen tahor, then you can use a kohen tami. But l'chatchil, you have to look for a kohen tahor. That's the shailin rabba was poshed from a kal v'chomer. That it's mamish, the tzitz is maratza, and you don't have to look even for a kohen tahor. The chatzchila can use a kohen tahor.